Welcome to the 50th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth written by Maria Divine Mercy to prepare it for His second coming. I will now continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, "Its Plan is to Entice Souls into a Web of Deceit by Tugging at Their Hearts," given on Friday, July 19th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, I wish to explain about the remnant army. The remnant army is growing all over the world at this time. Many who do not know of these messages already gather as the kernel of my church on earth is in danger of being eaten away. Many know the truth and can see the attempts which are being made to dilute my most holy word. All those favored by the light of the Holy Spirit will recognize the spirit of evil as it engulfs my church. The spirit of evil comes dressed with a veneer of humility. Its plan is to entice souls into a web of deceit by tugging at their hearts. Remember, the plan of Satan is to steal souls. Then know which souls he sets out to ensnare first. He will always try to destroy those who love me. He will ignore those he already infests, for he has already destroyed them. Never believe that evil shows itself in the most obvious way. This spirit of evil will entice souls by presenting a humble, soft, and caring front. For how else could good souls be persuaded of lies? I am the Savior of humanity, and I now intervene to bring you the truth. Nothing will stop me, but every wicked act will be inflicted upon this mission to save the world from desolation. Just as you, my beloved followers, walk forward, you will be dragged backwards by those who believe you blaspheme against the Word of God. Then, when you withdraw in silence and fail to fall into the demons' traps, which they will set up to encourage you to defend my word, they will taunt you. The graces given to my remnant army will be subtle but powerful, and with the help of the Mother of Salvation, they will slaughter the beast and his cohorts. The battle for souls will not be pleasant, for make no mistake, the true colors of the enemies of God, who say they come in His name, will in time be revealed for what they are. Sadly, for many, they will be blinded to the truth, and will, by then, participate in satanic rituals, of which they will be ignorant. So carefully camouflaged will they be. My voice will roar and roar amongst you, for I will never stop in my plan to bring you eternal life. No amount of human reasoning, which results in the condemnation of my holy word, through these messages, can dilute the power of God. Your hatred for me will increase, and the anger which will engulf your souls comes from Satan, but you will believe that it comes from God. How can you be so blind? What rot has festered within you, which makes you try to harm others? Pray that you do not alienate your neighbor against me. Pray that you seek out the truth before the devil possesses your souls. He is very powerful, and those whose souls have been weakened through the sin of pride will become willing vessels, within which Satan and his fallen angels will reside. Wake up, all of you. The time for the Book of Truth to be opened has arrived. You must not only open the pages, you must open your hearts. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "Mother of Salvation, the Fallout in Rome Will Result in Many Being Led Astray," given on Saturday, July 20th, 2013. My child, as turmoil within the Christian faith increases, there will still be those loyal to my Son, who by their strength of faith will guard and protect the Holy Word of God. The fallout in Rome will result in many being led astray and who will, unwittingly, turn away from my Son, Jesus Christ. They will fall into error because they will accept new doctrines which do not come from God. Pray, pray, pray for those within the Christian churches who will fall into the trap of accepting lies given to them in the guise of those who claim to have been chosen by my Son to proclaim His word. All these things have been foretold to visionaries for centuries, and yet many of you refuse to accept these prophecies. I have warned humanity of these dark days ahead, because my Son wishes you to be on your guard against the fallen angels who will infest his church on earth. My tears fall in great torrents because so many sacred servants within the church deny my appearances. These apparitions were approved by God to make humanity aware of the dangers facing souls, lest they were given the truth in advance. The prophecies given to you at La Salette and Fatima are of great significance. Why do so many who claim to love me, their mother, ignore what I told the world? You have not listened, and you have allowed yourselves to be deceived. It is time to remember that the darkness which envelops my son's church on earth is caused by the evil one, who has misled many. This darkness cannot come from my son, and as such, his mystical body, his church, remains intact. Those who remain true to his mystical body will not deviate from the truth. Those who betray my son's church and reject his teachings by adopting new practices, which are insulting to Jesus Christ, cut yourselves away from his mercy. You must know that when the cross of my son is amended to look different, and when the way in which the sacrifice of the Mass is adapted in the name of modernity, then you will see the disrespect for my son in the way in which these things are presented. You must never betray my son. He has suffered so much, and still, some of those within his own church will fall into error and crucify him all over again. When you witness these events, you will know that times are changing and that the final battle between God and the beast is underway. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, They Are Preparing the Antichrist Now for His Grand Entrance, given on Sunday, July 21st, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I have an important message for the world, including those who believe in me, those who don't, those who may not believe in my Father, as well as those who do not accept that all things come from me. When the beast plotted against me, he created a diabolical plan for the end times, which is designed to fool the world with the greatest lie, in order that he can take them with him into the fires of hell. Know that I have already revealed to the world this plan, but there is one secret that needs to be revealed so that you understand the truth. As with any battle, the enemy takes up position, and this is usually planned very carefully so that it is done in secret, lest the target knows where his enemies stand. In this, the final battle for souls, Satan and his cohorts have taken up position against God's two witnesses. This has taken many years to orchestrate, but God's children must know who the two witnesses are first before they understand how the plan has been devised. The enemy has now taken up position in my church. He does this as the enemy hidden inside a Trojan horse. The enemy, and remember, there are many, and they all pay homage to the beast, has also taken root in the Middle East. The real target is Israel, home to the second witness. The two witnesses are the Christians and the House of Israel. Christianity is the first target because it came from me. Israel is the second target because I was born a Jew, and it is the land of the chosen people of God, home to Jerusalem. It is no accident that Satan wants to destroy these two because he hates them, and by wiping out all traces of them, he is making the greatest statement that he is above God. How these two witnesses will suffer in the name of God. They will not die, but will appear to be bereft of all life. The sacraments will be the first to be destroyed, then the Mass, then the Bible, and all traces of God's words. During these times, many will fight to proclaim the Word of God. It will be during these times that my graces will be poured everywhere through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that God is never forgotten. The Antichrist. Very soon the Antichrist will make himself known as the Man of Peace, who will create the most ambitious peace plan in the Middle East. They are preparing the Antichrist now for his grand entrance. Meanwhile, the diabolical plan to deceive the innocents by teaching them lies in my name continues. To those of you who will not accept the truth, know that these times are upon you. If you cannot accept the truth now, if you truly love me, then I will give you the graces to discern. So many cannot see this wicked plan, so carefully concealed, but which is unfolding before your eyes as foretold. Holy Scripture never lies. My word is the truth. The truth is your lifeline towards salvation. If you accept the lies given to you in my church by those who do not come in my name, then you will fall into great darkness, and you will be devoured by such wickedness that should you partake in such occult practices presented to you in my name, you will be lost to me. Very soon, when the false peace is created, plans will commence to annihilate the Jews. While the beast savages Israel, the false prophet will discard my presence and deceive not just Catholics, but all Christians, all religions, in order to idolize the beast under the guise of the one world religion. If this message strikes fear in your souls, then know that it is my intention not to hide anything from you which could destroy you. All that is important is that you remain true to my teachings and pray for my protection. When you surrender to me, your Jesus, and ask me to guide you, all will be well. I will keep you within my protection, all those of you who do not deviate from the truth. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Trust Me and I Will Open Your Eyes to the Truth of Your Glorious Future, given on Monday, July 22nd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I call out to all the young people in the world, of all creeds and all faiths. I am Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and I will make myself known to you soon. Once this happens, during a supernatural event, which will be experienced all over the world at the same time, you will know the truth. You may not accept my call to you now. You may not welcome me in your day-to-day lives, but when you feel my love, nothing else will matter to you again. The time for the second coming is close. This event, when I come to bring peace as I herald in the new paradise, will overwhelm you with a joy which you have never before experienced. I will bring you a life beyond your dreams, a life which, when glimpsed, will be all that you desire. The second coming is not to be feared, as it will be the most powerful, joyous occasion. This is my promise. You must never worry or feel that life is over, that you will be denied the time you take for granted in the world, because life will only be beginning. This time, there will be no torment, hurt, anger, hate, or division. Only love will thrive, and with it, a life of splendor, where you will live in great unity, in love and peace with your loved ones. I am preparing the world for this great event, which has been prophesied, in order to prepare so that in the blink of an eye, the world will change for good. You must come to me, to be given this life in the new paradise, where you will retain a perfect body and soul. You must ask me to cleanse your soul. In order for me to do this, you must ask me to forgive you your sins. It is this simple. I know you are a sinner. You know that you are a sinner, but this must never separate you from me. If you are troubled or fearful, then tell me your worries and I will soothe your pain. Trust me, and I will open your eyes to the truth of your glorious future. When the earth is renewed and the second coming is announced, I will be waiting to greet you. I will always love you, because it was for you that I gave up my body when I allowed them to crucify me. If I love you so much, then nothing should stand in your way to call on me today. I await your call. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation, the last secret of Fatima was not revealed, so terrifying was it. Given on Monday, July 22nd, 2013. My child, the deceit which the world will face will be so difficult to discern that only those who surrender to God and place all their trust in my Son will be able to endure the trials which lie ahead. I gave the world the prophecies in 1917, but the last secret of Fatima was not revealed. So terrifying was it for those within the Catholic Church. The last secret of Fatima still remains unknown to God's children, although part of it was revealed to you on 26 January 2012. Very few within the Church are privy to this. Now the next part of the final secret of Fatima must be revealed, so that I can warn humanity of the consequences of ignoring my intervention to help save souls. The Church has been infested, from the inside, by enemies of God, They, and there are 20 of them who control from within, have created the greatest deceit. They have elected a man, not of God, while the Holy Father, according to the crown of Peter, has been carefully removed. The details which I revealed are that there would be two men wearing the crown of Peter in the end times. One will suffer because of lies which have been created to discredit him and which will render him a virtual prisoner. The other one, elected, will bring about the destruction not only of the Catholic Church, but of all churches which honor my Father and who accept the teachings of my Son, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. There can only be one head of the church on earth, authorized by my Son, who must remain Pope until his death. Anyone else who claims to sit in the seat of Peter is an impostor. This deceit has one purpose, to turn souls over to Lucifer, and there is little time for such souls, who will be none the wiser, to be saved. Children, you must only heed one warning now. Do not deviate from the teachings of my Son. Question every new doctrine which may be presented to you and which professes to come from my Son's church on earth. The truth is simple. It never changes. My Son's legacy is very clear. Do not allow anyone to cloud your judgment. Soon the Fatima prophecies will make sense. All is now taking place before a disbelieving world, but sadly, very few will understand until it is too late. Pray, pray, pray my most holy rosary as often as possible, every single day, in order to dilute the effect of the evil which surrounds you. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, I Reveal the Secrets Contained Within the Book of Revelation, and They Will Not Be Pleasant, given on Tuesday, July 23rd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the trials you will have to face are because I reveal the secrets contained within the book of Revelation, and they will not be pleasant. The truth can be so upsetting and unsettling for many. The truth will cause tears of dismay, tears of sadness, and great distress. Lies, on the other hand, can lull you into a sense of false security. Even when lies presented to you come dressed in loving language and noble gestures don't feel right in your heart, they can be much easier for man to accept than the truth. When someone is told that they have been infected with a terminal disease, they have two choices. They can accept the truth, prepare their souls, spend time in close proximity with their families, seek my forgiveness, and then wait for the day. When they do this, although it may be frightening, they will, because they have accepted the truth, find true peace in their souls. These souls will have nothing to fear from me. If, on the other hand, they reject the truth and believe in magic potions and false gods, which they think can be used to miraculously cure them, they will be very disappointed. These souls, blinded by so-called positive thoughts, believe that if they will themselves to be better, that all will be well. What they fail to understand is that they must call on me, Jesus, if they wish to be healed. I will answer prayers, but only if the request is for the good of their souls. These souls who refuse to accept the truth of their illness and who do not turn to me will be lost. They will have wasted the time accorded to them on earth to ensure that their house is in order. The same is true of my word, the truth, given to you now. I gave the world the truth during my time on earth, and I was rejected. Many did follow me, but the truth given to them at that time will now be challenged by the enemies of God, and they will fall prey to deceit. They will soon reject the truth and will not be able to accept my warning given to the world at this time. I call on you now not to reveal to you new teachings, as this is not necessary. You were given the truth, but now I intervene to remind you of the truth. I also come to warn you of the evil atrocities which will be inflicted on you because of your love for me. Do not turn your backs on me, Jesus Christ, as I am reaching out only to protect you at this time. I do not want to alienate you, but I will keep reminding you of the truth time and time again. When you find that your soul becomes agitated as a result of the new rules to be presented by those who say they are of me, then you must call on me through this crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 116. Save me from the evil of lies. Dear Jesus, help me. I am drowning in tears of sorrow. My heart is confused. I do not know who I can trust. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can choose the correct path to your kingdom. Help me, dear Jesus, to always remain true to your word given to the world by Peter and to never deviate from what you taught us or deny your death on the cross. Jesus, you are the way. Show me the way. Hold me and carry me on your journey of great mercy. Amen. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation. Just as if a miracle has taken place, the false prophet will seem to rise from the dead. Given on Thursday, July 25th, 2013. My child, it is important my children do not lose courage when faced with the hurt they will have to face as my son's church will be cast into the wilderness of the desert. I am the woman in the book of Revelation, clothed with the sun, who gave birth to the child. The child is Jesus. The mystical body of my son, Jesus, is his church on earth. My son's church is being stolen, and soon his body will no longer be present therein. This desolation will tear the hearts of those who follow the teachings of my son in two. Those who will have nowhere to turn will find themselves cast out of the buildings which have, up to now, housed the Holy Eucharist. But while they will have been thrown out, with little mercy shown to them, they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. This means that they will be guided and will lead fiercely the remnant army, which is made up of those who are loyal to God. Others, blind to the truth, will follow the false prophet into disarray. Their hearts will be deceived, and soon, when the false prophet will be seen to be at death's door, they will sob. But then, just as if a miracle has taken place, the false prophet will seem to rise from the dead. They will say that he is blessed with great supernatural powers from heaven, and they will fall flat on their faces before him in adoration. He will be loved and adored by those who cannot see. Soon the Antichrist will appear, and his rise to fame will start in Jerusalem. Once he appears in public, everything in my son's church will change quickly. The new rules will be introduced, new relics, changes in the garments worn by priests, and many new regulations will be enforced. At first, people will say that all these changes stem from a need to be humble. And while these abominations enter the Christian churches, the persecution will begin. Dare to object to these satanic rituals, and you will be deemed a heretic, a troublemaker. Many cardinals, bishops, priests, nuns, and ordinary people will be excommunicated if they do not follow the new rules or adore the false prophet. At this stage, you must seek out refuges, which will have been created, so that you can worship my son, Jesus Christ, in peace. Priests must continue to administer the sacraments and provide my children with the most holy Eucharist. You must never give in to the deceit, which you will be asked to take part in. Those who do will lose their souls to the evil one. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, Although They Will Cause Fear, They Are Nothing When Compared to the Great Chastisement Ahead. Given on Thursday, July 25th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the hand of my Father has now intervened in the world in punishment for the sin of man. Sin has escalated in the world because man no longer differentiates between right and wrong. You cannot escape the wrath of my Father's anger when your countries applaud wicked sin through their laws. These punishments will be witnessed across the world quickly. Although they will cause fear, they are nothing when compared to the great chastisement ahead. Man is stubborn. He refuses help when it is offered by God. Humanity has chosen to reject God, and every single one of you has suffered because of the heathens amongst you. My call from heaven is to save all souls in the first instance. But it is also so that I can help you to mitigate the punishments which will befall the human race. How great is my mercy! How great is my patience! but those who reject my teachings and who shut themselves off from my Father, their Creator, will soon know the consequences. I call out to all religions and beg you to pray for clemency, whether you accept these messages or not. The prayers are necessary to mitigate the catastrophes which have already begun. Pray, pray, pray for your lives and for the salvation of your souls. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Look Behind the Mask of Humanism and You Will Not Find Signs of God, given on Saturday, July 27th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is my desire that all my cherished followers pray hard to deflect the harm to souls because of the growth of atheism. Atheism does not always declare itself. Very often, people who have decided for whatever reason to no longer believe in God create a substitute. Because of the makeup of man, he must seek out a cause in order to justify his existence. The curse of humanism is that it exalts man in the eyes of man. All that must be done, according to the humanist, is to ensure that man's needs come first. Many people confuse humanism with Christianity. When one proclaims the importance of worldly goods in the lives of man at all cost in order to avoid suffering or poverty, it is easy to assume that this is a form of love for one's neighbor. If you say that you want to put a stop to poverty, unemployment, and other miseries, many will think you are speaking in the name of God. Look behind the mask of humanism, and you will not find signs of God, nor will you hear his name mentioned. Those who live their lives as humanists do not love God. They only love themselves. They also believe that all that matters is the well-being, usually in the form of worldly things, of humanity as a means to an end. While it may seem charitable to be seen to care about the needs of man, you can never substitute God by placing the needs of man first. When you do this, you insult God. Humanism, while having all the exterior signs of love for God, is not what it seems. Behind the mask of love lurks a love of self. Man will die, his body will turn to dust, his soul will live on, yet humanism would have you believe that man is immortal. Be careful when you embrace humanism, because when you do, you cut yourselves off from me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, To the Other Innocents Who Blindly Follow the Beast and the False Prophet, They Will Be Locked into a Savage Bond, given on Sunday, July 28, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, you must never doubt my word. You must, if you truly trust me, do what it is I desire of you, so that I can enlighten the world at this time and prepare them for the new beginning. Much of what is happening to my church has been foretold, but you must accept that my Father allows these abominations for a reason. This is the final end of the reign of Satan. He has raised up a beast in his name, and this Antichrist is the spirit of Satan himself. He and his followers have been given very little time in the great battle for souls. Satan's revenge is to steal as many souls as he is capable of before he is chained and thrown into the abyss. Those of his cohorts who idolize the serpent only follow his instructions because of the power he tells them will be theirs if they help him complete his diabolical plan. How these poor souls will suffer for eternity, and how they will scream for my mercy when the awful realization of their fate becomes clear. To the other innocents who blindly follow the beast and the false prophet, they will be locked into a savage bond from which they will be powerless to escape. They are in desperate need of your help. You must pray hard for their souls to be released back to me. To the outside world, they won't see much to alarm them at first. The wars in the Middle East and the subsequent peace will be greeted with applause. The man of peace will receive many awards in acknowledgement of his humanitarian works. The false prophet will be seen to be uniting the churches of the world and displaying at every opportunity all those attributes which you associate with a saint. All will be well until these two turn and with a vengeance Strike down all those who oppose their plan to control the world. They will weave my church on earth into the nest of the beast until darkness covers the earth. All will feel a disquiet. All of you will feel the evil as Satan, through the Antichrist, controls all. But then, just as things will seem hopeless, I will descend, through my great mercy, to envelop all, to prove to the world the truth. So great is my mercy that I will enlighten the darkest of souls, and they will come to me with relief in their hearts. At that stage, all their doubts will be driven out of their souls by the power of the Holy Spirit. Soon afterwards, as God's children know the truth, the final trumpet will peal out, and the earth will be renewed. All evil will disappear. The sun will fill all of you with a great light, and the new paradise will be handed with great love as the greatest gift you could ever imagine to each and every one of you. All you need to do is trust in the truth I reveal so that you can avoid the traps which are to be laid down to steal your souls. Those of you who can see, who trust me, who call on me, will help me save the souls of those who can see but who refuse to see the truth. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The Mark of the Beast Will Bring With It Death, Death of the Soul, and Death by a Terrible Disease, given on Monday, July 29th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my name is rarely mentioned in the same breath as those who claim to represent me shout blasphemies against God. My death on the cross will not only be dismissed and not spoken about, but the images of demons will be used as a substitute for my corpus on the cross. If it is not me they killed on the cross, then who is it? Who are they who proclaim my word to the world, but who utter profanities which spill from their mouths? Beware of the miracles the men in white robes claim to perform, as if they are made of my flesh and blessed with my spirit. When you see wondrous and seemingly miraculous events take place, know that they are nothing of the sort. You will be told that miracles have been created by the hand of the false prophet. You will then be expected to show great respect, and you will be told at first that he is a living saint. He will be worshipped, loved, and admired, and all will say that he is favored by God. They will believe in time that these miracles are taking place to herald my second coming. And then the beast will appear, and he will honor the first one, and the world will be caught up in terrible confusion. They will be trapped. On the one hand, the false prophet will control all religions in the world and prey on the love of those who know the truth. Those who do know the truth will not reject me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. The Antichrist will show great honor towards the false prophet, but because his role will be a political one, their allegiance will unite many people who will applaud this alliance. These events will begin to make sense soon. Those who try to take you away with them into a false faith, not of God, will be very convincing. They will never reveal their true intent until they believe they are winning this battle. But then they will destroy many who refuse to accept the mark of the beast. They will say that this will be a sign of true world peace, love, and unity, but hidden within its vile core will be the number 666, the sign of the beast. Just as holy metals offer protection from heaven with power from God, the mark of the beast will bring with it death, death of the soul, and death by a terrible disease. Those who refuse it will have to hide and prepare. I know this is frightening, but it is true. I will intervene with the help of your prayers to put an end to the persecution. You, my beloved followers who know the truth, are being prepared to help those who will struggle with this knowledge. By the time this happens, my remnant army will be a force to be reckoned with. Their strength will lie in their ability to save those who will suffer by this diabolical act of revenge on God's children. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation, You Must Hold On to Traditional Crosses, for Soon They Will Disappear, given on Monday, July 29th, 2013. My children, always remember that by the power of God and by the grace of my Son, I will crush the beast, and when all seems hopeless, the reign of the evil one will come to an abrupt end. My veil of protection covers all those who call on my help during these difficult times. Remember that just as I lost my son when he was 12 years of age, I found him in the temple. Pray, my children, and go into your churches now to offer up the sacrifices needed to ask for perseverance during this terrible spiritual battle for souls. My son has suffered so much by his death on the cross, but this was only one burden. The greatest suffering he endures today is for those already lost to him. And now, as the spirit of evil strives to take away from him all those who love him, his pain sears through him like a sword, cutting him in two. Victim souls will now suffer the greatest pain as the persecution against God's children mounts. By my son's cross, you have been saved. By his cross, you will fight evil, and his cross, when blessed, will protect you. But if this cross changes or appears different, it is a mockery of my son's death to save sinners. You must hold on to traditional crosses, for soon they will disappear. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, Never Accept a Cross Which Does Not Resemble the Cross Upon Which I Was Crucified, given on Tuesday, July 30th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, how sweet are the voices of those who love me and who comfort me in this time of great sorrow. You, my beloved followers, who will never desert me, are like honey, sweet in my mouth, soothing my body and lifting my spirit. Many will follow the falsities because they will be afraid to stand up and defiantly defend the word of God. At first, they will be confused by the new practices, new symbols, new garments, new formats for altars, and new crosses. Then they will accept all these new things as signs of the times. This new modern, so-called unified approach to honor God will be then enthusiastically embraced by those poor souls. But those who are mine will stay true to my word for all ages. They are the backbone of my church on earth, and they will never break. My desire is that you, my loyal Christians of all denominations, gather together to fight the demons which have been unleashed from hell and who roam amongst you. Never apologize for loving me. Never accept a cross which does not resemble the cross upon which I was crucified. When I am missing or am not mentioned, then you will know that infestation spreads throughout these churches, which has been masterminded by my enemies. If you do accept their satanic rituals and symbols, you will leave yourself exposed to evil. Stay true to me. Keep your daily prayers simple. Keep holy water and my cross in your homes. Protect each other. Stay obedient to those sacred servants of mine who will remain fiercely loyal to me and who refuse to betray me. Then spend the rest of your time praying for the souls of atheists, those who believe in pagan gods, and those who will blindly follow the enemies of my church into the wilderness. Remain in close union with me and call on me every day for strength. I will be at your side during these bitter trials ahead, and I will never forsake those who seek me out. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation. Just as the Holy Word of God can unite souls, so too can it cause great division. Given on Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. My child, when you love my Son, Jesus Christ, it will bring all those who truly love him close together. When those who love my Son find it difficult to love others, they need to call on me, the Mother of Salvation, to open their hearts. The love of my Son is so powerful that with the power of the Holy Spirit, it can spread so quickly from one corner of the world into every part. When my Son's holy word is given to all of God's children through this mission, it will tear through the hearts of humble souls who recognize the Savior as He speaks. The love which emanates from His word given to you at this time in the history of mankind will unite millions of souls instantly as if you were known to each other all your lives. So powerful is it that it can, through the power of tongues, spread from nation to nation in all languages quickly. This is how you know that these words, through these messages, come from my Son. Just as the holy word of God can unite souls, so too can it cause great division. The hatred which ensues as the word of God devours souls is at its worst. When these messages attract such hatred and wicked actions by those who call themselves true disciples of my Son, know then that it is the evil one who causes this. My poor souls, my poor confused children, you must never turn your back when you are unsure of my Son's words. You must keep an open mind and remain true to what He taught you. Do not judge anyone in His name. Love one another. If you do not believe that God has sent His final prophet, then it does not matter. Please remember, though, your obligation by carrying out your duties to my Son, by adhering strictly to His teachings. You must never accept that He would bless any new doctrine which He did not give the world when He walked the earth. He would never condone anything which substitutes His death on the cross on the altars of the world. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, They Will Convince My Followers to Adapt the Laws of My Church by Holding a Referendum, given on Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, always remember how the devil works. He is very careful not to reveal himself. He therefore mixes truths and lies together in order to confuse. This is his favorite way to deceive souls. He would never tell the truth by allowing others to see how he really is, but because he is proud, his arrogance and his hatred for me will always seep out. Those whose eyes are open will immediately recognize the insults which are thrown in my face and before my altars. Satan, remember, is proud, arrogant, boastful, and very, very cunning. When he is present in souls, he has a confidence which is born out of pride and arrogance and a belief that he is above God. He will always give signs which insult God, but only those who know what to look for will see them. Those who honor Satan and who spend much of their time in groups which organize rituals to pay homage to him will be delighted to see these signs. All who have sold their souls to Satan will communicate through such signs as an arrogant and defiant gesture against me, Jesus Christ. Those who deceive you in my name will convince my followers to adapt the laws of my church by holding a referendum. All will be asked to condone new practices which amount to two things. The first is to wipe out my presence in the Holy Eucharist. The second is to condone sin by encouraging people to show sympathy for the human rights of those who do not believe in Jesus Christ. This referendum will be falsified, and lies will be presented as the truth. When the new one world religion is introduced, my church on earth, the true church, will go into hiding in order to pay homage to me. I am the target of the beast. I am who he wants to hurt. He knows he cannot destroy me, so he will instead try to destroy the human race, who he curses every second. His servants will not stop by just insulting my presence in the tabernacles of the world. They will not be happy to destroy only the sacraments, so that they can blaspheme against me. They will only be happy when they steal souls by creating the greatest blasphemy of all. This is when they will recreate my first coming by giving the impression that John the Baptist has been sent. The man who will say he is the Lord's prophet will lie and cause such wonder when he declares that the Antichrist is me, Jesus Christ. The Antichrist will, through the power of Satan, claim to be me, Jesus Christ. Woe to those souls who welcome him into their arms, for they will be powerless against him. Allow these two to suck you into their vacuum of lies, and you will be so far removed from me that only by the intervention of my Father can you be brought into my great mercy. When anyone who comes in the future and claims to be me, Jesus Christ, know that he is a liar. I will not come in the flesh a second time. Satan cannot utter these words, Jesus Christ who came in the flesh. What he will say through the mouth of the beast, the Antichrist, will be the following. I am Jesus Christ. I have now come in the flesh to bring you salvation. When this happens, my divine intervention will be swift. But by then, the false prophet and the Antichrist will have stolen many souls. Pray, pray, pray that all those who say they are mine remain mine. Pray that you will all have the strength and courage to carry my cross during the greatest persecution of my body, my mystical body, my church on earth at this time. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The Wickedness Present in the World is on a Scale Not Seen Since the Days of Noah, given on Thursday, August 1st, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, how I yearn to embrace all of you dear followers of mine and take you into my refuge of peace and safety. How I wish I could take you all and hide you from the wickedness which is being plotted against all Christians. The wickedness present in the world is on a scale not seen since the days of Noah, and it is like an invisible net which covers the earth. So lethal is it that very few really understand the level of sophistication involved. But be aware, this plan, the details of which will be given to the world by those who say that they represent my churches on earth, will be brought before you and you will be expected to accept it. Then you will be demanded to devour it, and you will be given no choice. What you will be asked to do behind all the garble is to deny me, Jesus Christ. I warn the world that when you try to dismiss my divinity, you and all those involved in this devious plot, you will be marked as an enemy of God. When you side with blasphemous laws, you are guilty of sin against God. I will continue to warn you to open your eyes to the truth, but I cannot force you to remain true to me. I cannot force you to love me. Your free will is your own, but if you turn and ask me to guide you, I will open your eyes to the truth. When you accept the truth, I will save you. My poor followers, know that as the world will turn against God, that the almighty power of my Father will intervene and destroy his enemies one by one. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation, soon you will be asked to give out a substitute for the Holy Eucharist, which will not be the body of my Son. Given on Friday, August 2nd, 2013. My child, I stand before my Son at this time and fall on my face at his feet in great sorrow, just as I had to witness his agony at the foot of his cross during his terrifying crucifixion, I now have to endure his pain once again. My Son's crucifixion is taking place again as his body, his mystical body, which is his church on earth, has to endure a scourging by his own. They, the enemies within his church, will scourge his body, tear it apart, mock him cruelly, and desecrate it before they throw it aside. My Son's church is now to be scourged during what will be the first stage of his crucifixion on earth in these times. They will take his body through the Holy Eucharist and insult him, as well as degrade him. Many signs will be seen of this, as every disrespectful and devious gesture will be made in order to curse him. When they have vilified his most holy Eucharist, they will then throw it away, and soon it will be very difficult to receive. This is just one of the many plans underway to wipe out my Son's presence in the Holy Mass. Many will see these wicked gestures and know that they are insulting to my Son. Many will protest but their voices will not be heard. To those poor priests who will suffer because of this desecration, you must ask me, your mother, to help you endure such pain. You must never ever tamper with the Holy Eucharist, for it is your only food of salvation. Without it, you will starve. It must always be made available to every single one of God's children. You must never accept that any other kind of bread is the food of life. Soon, you will be asked to give out a substitute for the Holy Eucharist, which will not be the body of my Son. You must remain true to the gift of the Holy Eucharist, even when you are told that it is no longer relevant, no longer acceptable in the New World religion. Your Mother in Christ, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, God the Father. The names of those in the Book of the Living are the primary target of the beast. Given on Saturday, August 3rd, 2013. My dearest daughter, I call on humanity from the highest and most holy realm. My poor little children, how you suffer for the sin of Lucifer, but you must know that, by my almighty power, I will wipe him and all the fallen angels off the face of the earth. That time is close, so you must prepare. Know that the fallen angels and demons are unknown and invisible to most of you, but they walk amongst you, tempting you every day so that you will fall. When you are taken into this web of deceit, soon you will find that you will be unable to rest or find true peace in your souls. I declare that those who are led astray by the false prophet will find themselves lost and confused as they accept the great deceit in which they will become willing victims. When you turn on me and my beloved Son, Jesus Christ, it will not appear to you that this is the case. You will believe that the sacraments are the same, although they will be presented to you differently. They will become empty vessels and will no longer be acceptable by me. The world is mine, yet my children do not want me, their beloved Father, their Creator. Their minds have been blocked, and the evil one has used my gift of intelligence to tempt them into believing that I could not possibly exist. Those who do not believe in me will have no real love, joy, or peace in their lives, nor will they accept eternal life. Instead, they will seek out only pleasures of the flesh, although they know that their lives on earth are short. I will, as a father who loves each of them, pull them to me through the great mercy of my Son. My power is all-encompassing, and Satan, my Lucifer, who cut himself away from my hip because of his pride, will never defeat me. Those who follow him, therefore, have driven the same wedge between themselves and me. They will know by the signs I now reveal that there is only one God, one Creator, one paradise. All the paradises they are told about by the false prophet in the world who lead my children away from me do not, nor can they ever exist. I am all there is. I created all. I will end all. All must be according to my holy will. Fight my will, and you will become nothing. Accept my will, and you remain my child. To those who do believe in me, you must never reject my Son, Jesus Christ. I came into the world through my Son to bring you back into my mercy, but you rejected him. You killed him, but still you never killed my love for you. This is why I allowed his crucifixion, to bring you salvation. This, my Son's death on the cross, became your way to salvation. His death was not what it seemed, a failure in the eyes of the evil one. It was through this act of great suffering, endured with the greatest humility, which defeated Satan. And it was because of my Son's death on the cross that Satan's power over humanity failed. Even though he cannot take all of my children with him into the abyss, many will still be seduced by his lies. This is why you must fight, children, not just for your own souls. If you love me, you will love my Son. If you love my Son, then you must help him to save all sinners. I call on you to tell you that when I call on souls, especially those who do not know me, as well as those who do know me, but who refuse to accept my commandments, that they have only so much time to save themselves from eternal torture. The names of those in the Book of the Living are the primary target of the beast. Many of these souls are followers of my Son and are loyal to the Church. They will turn on my Son by accepting new laws, not of my Son, which they will be forced to swallow as a new religion. This new religion has been carefully planned for many years. It follows satanic rituals, but many will not understand this. When you embrace these rituals, you will give power to Satan. When you give him this power, you will need much prayer, for he will devour you in body as well as in soul. My children, I intervene now through punishments on the earth. The poor souls who lose their lives through these chastisements are helping to save those of you who are lost to me. When you feel frightened by the wickedness of Satan and his influence in your lives, remember that I will destroy his representatives on earth. I will cut short your suffering because I wish to save souls. If I allowed this evil to continue, I would not be able to salvage all those souls whose names are in the Book of the Living. Your beloved Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, My Prophecies, Which Reveal the Arrival of the Antichrist, Are Soon to Be Realized, given on Sunday, August 4th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my prophecies, which reveal the arrival of the Antichrist, are soon to be realized. The day for all of you to prepare your houses and your routine of prayers is upon you, and all who follow me must be willing to make sacrifices in order to help me to open the eyes of God's children everywhere to this wickedness, which will turn the world upside down. Just as any true prophet is despised and treated as a nuisance, you, my dear followers, will be seen as an annoyance when you reveal the truth. Expect ridicule, mockery, and contempt at every corner you turn. People who surround you will bully you, criticize you, and find fault, even when you do not speak with them about my word. Every fallen angel and demon who infiltrate the earth at this time will, through weak souls, be immediately drawn to you in order to discourage you from this work. Accept this grief in my name, for when you do, you give great glory to God, and it is one of the greatest gifts you can give me. I then use these trials of yours to defeat Satan by claiming souls which are destined to become his. Very few understand the divine laws of heaven and the role of the cross in your lives. Someday, all of God's children will understand why these cruel actions must be endured. Continue with the task of spreading the truth. Ignore the hatred you will witness, and do not accept direction from those who deny me, ever. Your march towards the new paradise will be difficult, but with only a small army, you can defeat the severity of the punishments which will be handed out by the Antichrist upon the world. Your task is to warn others of the dangers of accepting the laws of Satan as a substitute for the laws of God. Only by the command of my Father can I take with me all of those whose names are in the Book of the Living, but who will give their allegiance to the false prophet and with a docile acceptance fall for the appealing demeanor of the Antichrist. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, When They Change the Sacrament of Baptism, They Will Remove All Promises to Renounce Satan, for they will declare these references to be old-fashioned. Given on Monday, August 5th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, let no man believe during the persecution which my beloved sacred servants who remain loyal to me will have to endure that my church can ever die, for this is impossible. My church, my mystical body, has eternal life. When my enemies change the sacraments and introduce new relics, new crosses, and new practices, and then say that my church remains as it has always been, they are lying. My church can never change. So many arguments will be made in every nation in order to defile the sacrament of marriage. They, the enemies of God, want Christians to accept marriage between couples of the same sex, but they must never accept this, as it offends my Father. It is not acceptable in his eyes. When they change the sacrament of baptism, they will remove all promises to renounce Satan, for they will declare these references to be old-fashioned and too frightening. They will say it is irrelevant. Then they will, bit by bit, introduce new versions of my teachings. You, all of you who believe in my church, must never betray me. You must never accept any substitute for the sacraments as I gave them to you. I am the truth. My church represents the truth, but you can only claim to be part of my church if you retain all of my teachings, my sacraments, and accept that my death on the cross was the greatest sacrifice to secure your salvation. Anything which deviates from the truth for fear of insulting pagans is very dangerous. When you deny the teachings of God and follow a new alternative church, you will no longer remain part of my church on earth. If you object to the new pagan practices, which will be introduced by the false prophet, you will be deemed a heretic. Then they will try to excommunicate you in my name. If you remain loyal to me and refuse to take part in this wicked deceit, you will remain part of my church. The choice may be painful when all these things come about, but it is very simple. You are either for me or against me. Your Jesus. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God be with you all.